As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. Hi, I'm Rob West. Despite living in an era of unprecedented wealth, many individuals and families continue to struggle with meeting basic needs like food and shelter. Today, Brian Holtz joins us to discuss a new resource aimed at helping communities in need. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, our guest, Brian Holtz, is the CEO of Compass Financial Ministry. Brian, it's great to have you back with us.
It's my pleasure, Rob.
Brian, I was so excited to see this new resource from Compass come across my desk. I'd love for you to explain specifically about this project, Making Ends Meet.
Yeah, so historically, Compass has focused most of our efforts on the groups in the middle and upper level of income. And one of the main reasons, I think, is because we're all a bit puzzled when we work with someone who truly doesn't have financial margin available. Not just that they've prioritized poorly, but that they really don't have access to income to meet the basic expenses of their life. However, the Compass team felt God pushing us to address it. So we partnered with several organizations that specialize in helping struggling families. And we learned from them what unique issues we needed to address from a biblical perspective.
Yeah, and there really are some unique needs here that this resource addresses, which is why I'm so thrilled for communities and churches that can really begin to use this. What did you uncover as a part of this work?
Well, what was really cool, Rob, was that in this process, we realized that many of these seemingly unique issues weren't actually unique to low-income communities. The issues and solutions might be most prominent in low-income communities, but their symptoms show up in middle and upper-class America as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. Give us an example.
So the first is a simpler way to manage spending. As you know, the most difficult part of budgeting is getting started. Yeah. My family's been budgeting for 15 years now, and it doesn't take us much time. But when we first started, it was a real chore every single month. So this simplified method can be really helpful for people just getting started. Here's how it works. First, at the beginning of the month, you pay all of your essential bills, your giving, your rent, your mortgage, food, heating and cooling, those kinds of things. Second, you move your savings goal into your savings account. And then for the rest of the month, you can use the money left on non-essential items like entertainment, clothes, or eating out. Now, this method isn't very precise, and I would say traditional budgeting is still a better way to plan and manage your spending, but it's better to use an imperfect system than a perfect system that you don't use.
Yeah, and I can see how that really prioritizes the needs versus those things that are wants. What else did you uncover?
Well, the second one is how having an emergency fund can actually save people a lot of money. We all know that we need an emergency fund, but in low-income communities, it's even more essential. Take, for example, an issue I had with my truck the other day, and it was going to cost $1,000 to fix. Now, the best financial decision was to fix it, but what happens if I don't have the money available to do it? Well, I do have a few options, but they're all bad. I can take out a personal loan and pay 15 to 25% interest. Yeah. I can take out a payday loan, which is going to be more like 30 to 50% interest, or I can scrap the truck entirely and take out an auto loan. Interest rate will be better, but it's going to be a lot more than $1,000. Sure. All three of those options push me or keep me in a cycle of debt. But if I have that money set aside, I can make the best financial decision and avoid the unnecessary costs of the other options. And since I still have a way to get to work, I can refill that emergency savings pretty quickly.
So those are really helpful. Find a spending plan that works for you. Make sure you have that emergency fund. Now, this third one is about your network. Share that with us.
Yeah, so it's a little less tactical, but no less important. And that is to build a network of people you can count on and use them. Because money is such a taboo topic in our society, we're often embarrassed to talk about our struggles and ask for help. So what we want to do is find people we can trust and talk to them about money before an emergency hits. Share our struggles and listen to theirs. Then when we need a little bit of help, whether it's financial, emotional, or just an emergency babysitter, we have people we can rely on and they have us as well.
I love it. Brian, tell folks how they can learn more.
We believe Making Ends Meet is the most impactful project Compass has ever taken on. It combines Compass's trademark reliance on scripture with a more tactical step-by-step instruction on how to move from struggling to thriving. It's perfect for small groups at churches, shelters, local community centers, and it's available in both English and Spanish. You can join the work by visiting compassfinancialministry.org and clicking on Making Ends Meet.
Excellent. Brian, always appreciate your time, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
That's Brian Holt, CEO of Compass Financial Ministry. The website again, compassfinancialministry.org. Just click on Making Ends Meet. Back with your questions after this. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
If you've ever made a promise to a child, you know they rarely forget about it. You said we'd go to the park. You said we'd get ice cream. And they ask until it happens because they need reassurance that we'll keep our word. But sometimes we don't. Aren't you glad that God is not like that? The Israelites needed reassurance too. After suffering in Egypt for generations, God's promise of deliverance felt like a distant memory. Yet God said to Moses, "I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant." God had never forgotten, and likewise, He'll keep His promises to watch over you and me, because in Christ, we are His. Grow in your walk with Jesus through Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson.
We have not been made the greatest nation in the history of mankind by denigrating God. We have become the greatest nation on earth because we are a nation that acknowledged Almighty God to be the source of our values, our rights, our liberties, and that therefore we are accountable to Him.
The Awakening on the podcast page at AFR.net.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
So glad you're joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. I'm looking forward to taking your calls and questions today. If you have financial questions, we've got answers for you. It's simple and easy to call 800-525-7000. We'll queue you up. We'll get to as many calls as we can today, and we look forward to tackling whatever is on your mind financially. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. By the way, always great to have Brian Holtz with us. I'm really excited about this new resource that they've developed, Making Ends Meet. I think it could fit a really important need for folks that are struggling with meeting basic needs like food and shelter. Perhaps it's a resource you need, or you could share with somebody, or perhaps your church could use it as a part of a benevolence ministry. Check it out. CompassFinancialMinistry.org is the website, CompassFinancialMinistry.org. All right, we're going to dive into your questions here in just a moment. But first, in the news today, with tax season in full swing, you may be looking for ways to reduce your 2024 taxes or boost your refund. However, for W-2 employees, options are limited. once we get to year end. By December 31st, it's too late to lower taxes through, of course, 401k contributions or charitable donations or even something called tax loss harvesting, where we're selling our losers in the stock market to take advantage of those losses for tax purposes. However, there are still a few tax-saving moves available for the 2024 tax year, as long as you get them done before April 15th or when you file your return. Number one, max out your health savings account. If you have a high deductible health plan, you can contribute to an HSA until April 15th and claim a tax break. The 2024 limits, although they changed for 25, but 24 is $4,150 for individuals, $8,300 for families. You can contribute to a traditional IRA. You can contribute to a Roth, too. That's just not going to help you with taxes. But with a traditional IRA, you can put in up to $7,000, $8,000 if you're 50 or older, again, by April 15th or when you file your return. Pre-tax IRA contributions may reduce your adjusted gross income, but withdrawals later will be taxed. So again, you're sitting on a surplus. You'd like to get your tax liability down. You want to put some money away for the long term. Go ahead and make that contribution to the traditional IRA, which, by the way, you can do alongside a 401k. They have separate contribution limits. Thirdly, and this will be the last suggestion I'll make today, utilize a spousal IRA. So you may not realize this, but married couples filing jointly can contribute to a separate IRA for a non-working spouse. Remember, there are no joint IRAs. The first letter I in IRA stands for individual. So it's got to be for one person. But if you have a non-working spouse, and provided the working spouse has enough earned income to cover both contributions, you can make contributions for the two of you. This strategy will boost, of course, your retirement savings because you've got twice as much going in, and again, offers that immediate tax deduction. So before making last-minute contributions, consider how any of these strategies align with your long-term financial and tax planning goals. And they can provide, of course, some immediate tax relief, but they should always be a part of a broader plan for building wealth, securing your financial future, but also living out a biblical worldview, understanding that you're a faithful steward. We all want to define enough, both in lifestyle and accumulation. We also want to hold it loosely, give it generously, recognize we're stewards of God's resources, and that's really the starting point for biblical money management. All right, we're going to dive into your questions today. We've got plenty of time for you today, and we've got some lines open. So if you have a financial question, go ahead and call right now, 800-525-7000. And we're going to begin in Indiana. Hi, Rachel. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. Hi, I'm calling because last year in September, my husband and I took out his 401k from a separated employer. We were no longer putting money into that account. And so we withdrew the funds in order to pay off credit card debt. And about 3 months later in December, we actually received a lump sum payment of $25,000 of back due child support. And now when we're filing our taxes, we have a huge tax liability. And I was wondering, what can we do with that $25,000 in order to reduce our tax liability? Were we able to pay back the withdrawal, or what we should do? I wasn't sure.
And you did take it as a withdrawal. You did not borrow it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So unfortunately, there's a 60-day rule. If you take what's called a distribution, which is a withdrawal from your 401k, you can put the money back into the account, but you have to do so within 60 days to avoid the taxes. If you miss the 60-day deadline, that's treated as taxable income. And if you're under 59 and a half, you'd have that 10% penalty on top of it, which is why, you know, we generally recommend you don't take money out of a 401k. And, you know, even if you have to stop new contributions temporarily to free up cash flow to cover things like, you know, credit card debt, so long as you've solved the problem that got you there in the first place and you're really just trying to take care of, you know, debt that you amassed in the past, you know, that would be the strategy to use. I would use a 401k withdrawal as a last resort. So, but obviously, if you're beyond the 60 days, that's not an option. So what can we do to reduce tax liability? I think it does come down to, and I started with this today, do you have additional resources available? Do you have surplus that's beyond your emergency fund that you could use to make contributions to an IRA where you could get that immediate tax deduction, take some of that burden off, but have more, you know, for your future, which would offset some of the impact of now not having that money in your 401k. Could you put it into an HSA if you have a high deductible health plan? You know, those are probably the two primary strategies at this point, you know, as we're approaching April 15th, that folks will use, but it does require that you have the liquid assets and you are, you know, going to have to pay the tax on, you know, the withdrawal, but the contribution of the 401k or the HSA could offset that, even though it won't affect the penalty, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Rachel. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Call anytime. Let's see. Let's go to Texas. I think Phil has a comment on where we started today with Brian Holtz on making ends meet. Go ahead, Phil.
Yes, I was interested to hear what he had to share. However, I was sitting here thinking when he was talking about the priorities when you know, with spending, he said, you know, you should pay all your bills first, which I agree 100%. But I was waiting for him to say something about at the very beginning of the month, before you've paid all your other bills, the tithe and the offering, especially if you're a Christian, your tithe and your offering needs to come out first. And if you have any hope of having any success in your finances, we have got to put God first. And I was shocked that he never even mentioned that anywhere in his points that he was making. And I think it's supposed to be a Christian organization. Is that right?
It is. And I can assure you, I've got Making Ends Meet in my hands. And I can assure you, chapter one is really starts with that idea. Chapter one is called God, Money, and Me. And it begins with the understanding that we can't serve two masters, that we're managers of God's resources. And part of that includes holding it loosely and giving it generously. And so you make a great point. I apologize. I'll take responsibility for not bringing that out. If you listen to this program, you know we talk a lot about giving faithfully, starting with the tithe as the beginning point, what Randy Alcorn calls the training wheels of giving, because we're giving systematically and proportionally as God provides. And that should be the beginning point, even when we're in a struggling situation. You know, the amount is between you and the Lord, but I think continuing to make that gift demonstrates your ultimate trust in God as provider. It's a great point, Phil. Thanks for calling it out. We'll be right back.
American Family Association would like to thank everyone who participated in our Target boycott. AFA declared the boycott when Target announced it would allow men into women's dressing rooms and restrooms. Since the start of the boycott, Target lost over $2 billion in stock value. They've scaled back LGBT Pride Month products and added single-occupancy restrooms. Other corporations also reconsidered their policies in light of the Target boycott. Since it served its purpose, AFA has officially ended our Target boycott.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
The United States Senate is dragging its feet in confirming President Donald Trump's cabinet nominees, and they could use your encouragement. It seems some senators are purposely delaying votes at every turn. These delays serve only to impede the president's agenda and the service these government departments provide. AFA Insider urges you to email your two senators, encouraging them to do their part to move the president's nominations forward. Visit AFA.net and click on Activism and AFA Insider to email your two senators today.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
If you believe in the work of the American Family Association and you want to ensure that it continues for generations, consider including a gift in your will or trust. It's one of the most popular and effective ways to give. You'd simply connect with one of your advisors who would help you include language in your will or trust to include a specific gift to the American Family Association. If you'd like to learn more or connect with an advisor who can help you with that, just go to afafoundation.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance right here on American Family Radio. Well, we're talking about Culture Warrior all week, and we're looking forward later in the broadcast to talking more about it, telling you how you can access this incredible resource, Culture Warrior, the movie, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency. J.J. Jasper will be on the program a little later. You know him well from J.J. Jasper in the Mornings, and he's going to tell us a bit more about it. And Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, this dynamic new film from AFA, you're not going to want to miss it, and looking forward to getting J.J.'s insights on it a bit later in the program. But in the meantime, we're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We started today by talking with Brian Holtz. Brian is CEO of Compass Finances God's Way. You'll find them compassfinancialministry.org. And Phil was pointing out, our caller just a moment ago, that I didn't hear Brian mentioned in the steps to making ends meet, giving. And let me just assure you, even though it should have come up more on the, I should have asked him more about it today, I'm looking at the Making Ends Meet map. So they created a map that kind of outlines your journey. And they say the first step is, step one is starting well. Begin your journey of learning and applying God's way of handling money. Step two is open two bank accounts. They want you to open a checking account and a savings account, and that's a key part of this process. And then step three, right up front, is give, save, and invest. So they want you to identify how much you're going to give right up front, your systematic giving, then begin your $1,000 emergency fund, and then after reaching your emergency fund, determine how much you want to invest and where. And then they move right on from there, getting a will, checking your credit score, planning for the future, avoiding roadblocks, and finishing well. But I can tell you that the team at Compass wants you to prioritize giving. It's really a fundamental aspect of being a faithful steward of God's money. All right, let's head back to the phones. We're going to go to Louisiana. Hi, Michael. How can we help?
Hi, Bob. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
I have some money in one of the banks with high yielding savings account, and their interest rate have gone down some, and so it's a good place to shop around to learn more about these banks and get a better interest rate.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you at right now with the account that you have?
Sorry.
That's about, No, that's okay. I'm not surprised. They have been coming down. So really what you need to find is the intersection of the strength of the institution, and that includes either, you know, some sort of backing like FDIC or NCUA or even private insurance, the yield. And then thirdly, I think the other piece that more and more of our listeners are interested in is the values match. You know, what are they doing with the money, and, you know, what kind of causes and organizations are they promoting with their profits and funding? And that's where I think a great option could be Christian Community Credit Union for you. You can learn more at joinchristiancommunity.com. They have something called the Harvest High Yield Savings. So this is where up to $5,000, you can get 5% APY even still right now. And so that could be an option for you. The great part about it is that your money, part of your money, is used to fund churches and ministry growth. Plus, they donate to Christian charities that spread the gospel. They're member-driven, so their only membership requirement is that you be a Christ follower, a committed Christian. But that could be an option for you. However, I will also tell you that if you just want to monitor the rates, a good website to do that is bankrate.com. If you click on high yield savings, they keep up daily with who has the best rates and terms. Now, they don't include everything, because what you'll see there on Bankrate today is about the best you're going to find is 4.5%. And as I just said, Christian Community Credit Union is doing 5% APY up to $5,000. So some of these, you know, other credit unions and banks are not going to be there, but it's a way to get a good pulse on, you know, what's out there. And so I think, just given the fact that your bank is not keeping up, probably not a bad idea to go ahead and switch to another institution. And I do your homework first.
And that's Christian Community what?
It's the website is joinchristiancommunity.com. joinchristiancommunity.com. Okay. And the name of the organization is Christian Community Credit Union.
Okay, Christian Credit Union. Okay. All right, very good. I never heard it. I have one more question for you.
Yes, sir.
I have many mutual funds, and some of my funds are doing like twice as good as others. So should I just dump the ones that are not doing as well and just have one, or try to keep a couple of them just in case, I guess, things go, you know, south a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to say without knowing what you're invested in, and we can't get into that level of specificity, but let me just offer kind of a general thought, and that is there's something to be said about being properly diversified, and in any given market, certain sectors and certain style boxes, meaning, you know, certain types of companies are going to do better than others. So in one environment, you know, right now the financials have been doing really well, and technology had been doing well, but it's been selling off as of late. I mean, the Magnificent Seven is down quite a bit more than the market year to date. And so it just depending upon what's happening with inflation and the economy and, you know, corporate profits and whether or not, you know, we're headed to a recession or we're in a growth period, you know, where interest rates are going. I mean, all of that plays into which types of stocks. And if you're, you know, you've been doing well, I mean, if you were to follow the market moves over the last 24 months, you would be almost exclusively in technology, but that would have been pretty painful in the first part of this year. And so what that means is that, you know, Ecclesiastes 11:2 would encourage us to be properly diversified. So I think there's something to be said about, you know, having different types of mutual funds that make up your portfolio. With that said, if you have one that's just lagging its index, it might be worth taking a look. And if you need an advisor to help you with that, I'd go to faithfi.com and click find a professional. I hope that helps, Michael. We appreciate your call. Robert and Joe, coming your way after the break. We'll be right back.
In rural Malawi, baby Esther was taken in by her grandparents when her mother died. Resources were scarce, and Esther suffered from malnutrition for years until God transformed her life. Today, through Cross International, Esther receives nutritious meals, drinks clean water, and is taught about the hope found only in Jesus. But other children are still waiting. Make an eternal impact on a child now with a $62 gift at crossinternational.org/faith.
This is Jan Markell with Understanding the Times Radio. Won't you join me this weekend as I help you understand the times, contend for the faith, and become a watchman on the wall? I hope you'll join me each week as we do that together, right here on Understanding the Times Radio.
Saturday afternoon at 1 Central and Sunday afternoon at noon Central on American Family Radio.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Have you downloaded the Faith Fi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Discover the story of the culture warrior, Don Wildman, and how he went head-to-head with Hollywood, Playboy, the homosexual agenda, and the Disney empire. The movement Don started paved the way for Christians to boldly stand for truth and righteousness in a hostile culture. Watch Culture Warrior today for free. Visit culturewarrior.movie.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often. Yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Coming up in the next segment, you know him well from here at AFR, J.J. Jasper is going to stop by and we'll have a conversation about some of the early days of AFA and Brother Don Wildman as we celebrate the launch of the incredible new film Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency. We'll look forward to having JJ stop by in the next segment. In the meantime, we're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial, helping you be a wise and faithful steward of God's resources. Let's go to Texas. Robert, you've been waiting patiently, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was just wondering, what is the safest bet at 26 to ensure that I have a retirement no matter what happens in the future, as the future is always uncertain? And, you know, we have a running joke, and all of my older coworkers, they're like, haha, you know, your generation's never going to be able to retire. And I don't know how much truth there is into that. So I've seen a thing that says if you invest, you know, $10,000 into your Social Security, and by the time you retire, it's like a $4,000 a month return. But it's just a little face. You know, there's all Facebook gurus, financial gurus. But then they said an S&P index fund, if you invest $10,000 into that, once you retire, you're getting like $32,000 a month back. And I just didn't know how volatile that was. And if I can invest all that, and once I retire, I still have no money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a great question. I'm glad you're thinking about this now. The good news is you have time on your side, and the power of compounding is real. Einstein, it's been said that he discussed compounding and called it the eighth wonder of the world. And it's this idea that when your money's growing, that the growth on top of the growth on top of the growth creates a compounding effect. It works for you with investments. It works against you with something like credit card debt. But, you know, when you've got a long period of time, the earlier you can start making systematic contributions to a long-term investment plan, the better you're going to do. You know, you mentioned the S&P 500. This is, you know, the 500 largest companies here in the United States. I mean, since 1950, just over the last 75 years, you know, it's returned about 10 to 11% annualized before inflation. Now, if we take the after, you know, inflation result, with inflation historically at 3 to 4%, that's probably about a 7% annual return, but that's pretty good. And that's better than you would get by, you know, just contributing through your FICA taxes to what you will ultimately get from Social Security. But I think the power of both of them working together is really key, because if, you know, if you're paying into Social Security and you can get your high 35, and yes, there's questions about what's the future of Social Security and the trust funds scheduled to run dry in 2035. But even if it did, they'd be able to pay 75% of benefits. And it's such a political hot button that there's going to be changes made by Congress to shore it up, either pushing the full retirement age out, increasing taxes, or both. So that's coming. And but I think the bottom line is Social Security, in my view, will be there, and it's something to count on. But it was never intended to cover more than 30 to 40% of your pre-retirement income. So if you're going to live on, most people live on about 80% of their pre-retirement income in retirement because, you know, they're no longer saving for retirement. You know, they're not, you know, going, putting as much gas in the car going to work. I mean, the clothing budget's lower. They're not saving for college, for the kids. You know, maybe the house is paid off. So your expenses come down. And so if you're trying to make up that other, you know, 40 to 50% that Social Security is not covering, you've got to be systematically putting money away. And your income is your most powerful wealth building tool, because your ability to live below your means, to have margin to fund investments, is really key. Now, where do you put those investments? Well, I think as a young guy in your mid-20s, you want to be, you know, in the, you know, largely stocks and largely in growth-oriented stocks. That, yes, they're going to be more volatile, and yes, you stand to lose money. I mean, could it be down 20 or 30% at any given point if, you know, we went through a pretty deep recession? Absolutely. But all of those recessions and market crashes and corrections of the last 75 years are factored into that return of 10 to 11% a year, or 7% a year adjusted for inflation on the S&P 500. So you're still going to do well, at least based on history. So what do you do with that? Well, I think the key is to open a retirement account if you don't have one at work. And even if you do, you could open a Roth IRA alongside it. And I would just make systematic monthly investments. The goal is to get about 10 to 15% of your income throughout your life going into retirement accounts, and then get it invested in a broadly diversified, you know, set of investments at your age. And with the dollar amounts we're talking, that's probably going to be mutual funds. And I would ask you to even consider whether you want those faith-based in terms of the funds screened for your values, because some companies in the S&P 500, you may not want to be invested in because they're involved in, you know, pornography or gambling or, you know, alcohol, other things like that. And so by choosing a faith-based investing mutual fund, you can be invested in companies that are going to deliver compelling value to shareholders, but also make sure you're not invested in things that you don't want to be as a Christ follower. So I've thrown a lot at you there, Robert. Give me your thoughts on all that.
And I do want to be faith-based investing. Do you know what the, you said after inflation is 7% for an S&P index fund, what is it for faith-based mutual funds, do you know?
Yeah, it just depends on the fund. There is no faith-based index. So the S&P 500 is an index, and that's what growth mutual funds use as what's called a benchmark. So if you're in an actively managed mutual fund with a growth orientation and the manager is trying to outperform the market, the manager uses the S&P 500 or other similar indexes to determine, did I beat the index? Did I match it? Or did I fall below it? There is no index yet. It's coming. This space is growing rapidly, but there's no index for faith-based investments. So apart from that, what you have to do is you have to look at the individual mutual fund, and they all publish their historical returns. And so you could evaluate that. Let me give you a website to go where you can download a list of all of the, there's only about 15 of them, but all of the faith-based investing mutual fund families. And then you could, you know, research them on your own and decide if there's one that you want to use, you know, to invest in. The website is faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. I'll give it again, faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. And that will give you a free PDF with all of the fund families in the faith-based investing space, and you can check all of their historical performance.
Yes, sir. And all right, thank you.
All right. God bless you, Robert. Thanks for calling today. Hey, hang on the line. I want to send you the Sound Mind Investing Handbook. I think it'll be a great resource for you as you begin to learn more about investing, and it's done from a biblical perspective. But we'll send that to you as our gift, just a way of saying thanks for being on the show today. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm asking, my sister-in-law is the caretaker of my mom's finances. And what I'd like to do is just relieve her of that. And can they, the question is, I have a brother. Can my brother and I be both caretakers for my mom legally.
Yeah. And so what are you wanting to be able to do? Is it health related or just deal with her finances or what?
Yeah, it's both health related and finances. My brother and I, he's retired, and I'm not going to retire until I'm at least 70.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
We both take her to the doctor, and
very good. Let me interrupt. Unfortunately, I've got to hit a break here. But what you need is for the best full legal authority, if your mom is mentally competent, would be a durable power of attorney. And you're going to need an attorney to help you with that. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like, it is a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Well, we've been celebrating it all week in our Culture Warrior Emphasis Week. The movie is out. You're not going to want to miss it. Culture Warrior Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency. And I'm delighted joining us in this segment is the host of J.J. Jasper in the Mornings. J.J. is with us. Good morning, sir.
Morning. So good to hear you, and thank you for what you do with savings and retirement and all the help with getting people out of debt with faith and finances. You do such a great job, and we hear so many wonderful things about your program.
Well, thank you, sir. As you know, our AFR listeners are the best, and so it's a real privilege to come alongside them and help them manage God's money each day. Listen, take us back. I mean, you were alongside Don in some of the early days of the founding of AFA. What was going on at that time as you watched that? Give us a sense of the state of the culture and really the vision that Don Wildman had.
Yeah, thanks for that. Of course, as you mentioned, we're talking about Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency. They worked over 2 years to make this movie. It's as professional as anything you would see on Netflix or Disney. You can watch it for free. It's streamed at culturewarrior.movie, culturewarrior.movie. And Rob, you're right. I worked side by side with Brother Don for 20 years, I guess, and back in the summer of 1991, when we launched our very first radio station, little fun fact, I was the very first voice on the very first morning when they flipped the switch.
Wow.
Well, so then we would add a station, and we'd go into different cities, different states, the radio station that you're listening to. And Brother Don, really courageous, fearless. Think about what you're witnessing with Donald Trump. How in just a matter of days, our whole world, our whole nation has been turned upside down with DEI, woke, all the gender confusion. And you would think, why doesn't a referee, why doesn't a coach, why doesn't a university president have the courage to speak out? And it took one man, Donald Trump, to say, all right, starting right now, only two genders, not 42. Yeah. We're going to have common sense starting right now. All this DEI woke, it's over. And people with such relief said, wow, it's amazing that one man did this in such a short time. That was Don Wildman. Don Wildman stood courageously when all of the pornography, all the movies, TV, everything started going the wrong direction. A country boy, a country preacher, he left the pulpit, took his royal manual typewriter, went in his den, and clickety-clack started reaching out to people and said, let's reach out to Hollywood and Washington, D.C. and say, why does the TV and movies have to be, you know, so much violence and nudity and cursing? Whoever left a movie theater and said, you know, that movie would have been better if there were just more curse words. He was mocked. He was criticized. They put obstacles in his way. He just kept his hand to the plow. And it's amazing to think that one person can start a ministry where there's an internet presence, almost 200 radio stations in 36 states, movie makers, 1 million moms and all the rest. And that's one person hearing God's call. And he famously would say, one person can make a difference. One person can. You can go to your school board. You can run for office and be an alderman, run for mayor. One person in your neighborhood. You know, people say, I wish somebody would say something about that. Well, Brother Don said, you can do that. And one thing you'll take away from watching this movie, I hope everyone will watch it, is you'll be inspired.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, to your point, I mean, it takes someone with courage and vision who's willing to be bold for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that was Don Wildman. This movie, which, by the way, culturewarrior.movie is the place to go. It will inspire you, encourage you to take your step out in whatever domain that means for you, your step out to impact the culture with the gospel. Why radio, JJ? I mean, you said you were the first voice on the first morning. Don obviously saw an opportunity to go directly to God's people through the airwaves. What was it about Christian radio?
Well, before that, he would just go to churches, you know, any size church, go to the Civitans, any civic group, and he would just try to recruit people, had a little newsletter, $10 a year. Then when radio became available, we know it's the best medium. You don't have to be line of sight.
Yeah.
You know, it can be, it's the most private. People are brushing their teeth, they're getting ready for work or school in the morning, and you can be there, 24/7, a constant Christian companion.
Yes.
But he just knew that if he could get on the radio, then he could share his heart, which was faith, family, and freedom. Rob, you'll like this, being a money guy. Brother Don was so frugal. The people that knew him well said he was tight, but we'll just be diplomatic and say he was frugal. And
right.
I can tell you so many stories, but I'll tell you this. We were building our new building. All we had was a tin building, lowest grade carpet. Every time it would rain because it was a flat roof, get a little bit of leaks here and there. But we added on to our building. It was our new building, and they were about to lay sod. Had all these pallets of sod. Brother Don came over the intercom and said, hey, they're asking too much money to lay this sod. So anyone who's not wearing a dress, meet me out front. We're going to lay this sod. And we were in our khaki pants, people with a white shirt and a tie, men and women, boys and girls. We're out there, plop, laying this sod, plop. It was in August, and that was Brother Don. He would walk behind you if you left a room and left the light on, just like any good dad. He had turned the light switch off. He took the trash out by himself. He was frugal. He was courageous. He was dedicated. And again, it's amazing that in one lifetime, the Lord was able to accomplish so much through him. And we're giving all the glory to God. The hero of Don Wildman's story is Jesus. But you can find out about his life, his legacy, this ministry that you listen to and appreciate. Please watch this movie, culturewarrior.movie, and so many behind-the-scenes things you'll hear, so many stories and testimonies.
JJ, obviously you've been along for the journey every step of the way and watch what God did as God honored that diligence and faithfulness of Brother Don. But obviously, as you watch this story, so well done in this documentary from the team at AFA Studios, what was a takeaway you had or a new insight that you picked up as you saw this story told, perhaps in this way?
You know, there were so many, but some that I've already mentioned. I just want to reiterate, one person can make a difference.
Yeah.
And then also, you absolutely will be inspired. Brother Don was a general. He was one little thing that happened. He is a visionary, and he looked out on the horizon and said, look, the other side, the liberals, the left, they're organized. We all have our own agenda. We're going in different directions. He reached out to Dr. D. James Kennedy, Adrian Rogers, Dr. Dobson. Those names may be familiar to our older listeners. Cobbled together a group. They met in Washington, D.C., actually Arlington, said, guys, we need to be on the same page. They agreed. They said, well, the first thing we need is a leader. Brother Don, we want you to be our leader. He said, oh, no, this was just an idea the Lord laid on my heart. No, you're the right man for the job. The Arlington group, you've never heard about it, but they would meet, and they'd say, let's all get on the same page for faith, family, and freedom. And that's one of the many ways that God has used him. And I don't know how much time we have, so I've got to throw this in. My wife and I, we have 7 children. When we were going to have our son, at the time we had 3 little girls and 1 little boy. And you know how important it is to pick a name. His middle name, we wanted to pick what spiritual leader has impacted us personally the most. And we thought about all the influences in our life, pastors, TV, radio, preachers. And we decided to name our son Samuel Ellis Jasper, and we picked Ellis because that's Brother Don's middle name. And
wow.
If you say personally, how much did Brother Don impact and influence my life? So much that I named my only son after him.
I love it. Well, JJ, so thankful for you and your faithfulness over many years. Folks, we want you to head right now to culturewarrior.movie, culturewarrior.movie, so you can watch Culture Warrior, Don Wildman, and the Battle for Decency. You know, so often we sit there and we watch what's unfolding before our eyes in our culture, and we think, boy, I wish I could do something. You can. And this movie will inspire you to take action, to step out boldly for Christ in whatever capacity you can. You have influence. God will use you, and this movie will inspire you. JJ, God bless you, my friend.
Thanks again, Rob, for what you do. So many people get hope and help from faith and finance.
I appreciate that, my friend. We'll see you soon, and thanks for joining us today. Well, folks, check it out, culturewarrior.movie. Let's finish up today. We're going to go to Virginia, finish with Caroline today. Caroline, how can I help you?
Hi, thanks, Rob. I have a question. We have a 529 that we started for our children. They are all grown. We've used some of it, but not all of it. And I was wondering if there's anything that we can do with the money that's left in the 529 without getting penalized for it. I know that there's a penalty if you pull it out, and I really don't want to save it for the future because I don't know really who would use it. So I was just wondering what your thoughts were.
Yeah, I'd be happy to weigh in on that. You know, the easiest is to transfer to another beneficiary, but to your point, you don't have need for it. So really, the new option that just started in 2024 is to roll it to a Roth IRA. Secure 2.0 allows that now, up to $35,000 from a 529 into a Roth. It has to have been open for at least 15 years. So that's one of the keys there. But as long as it's been open for at least 15 years, and if it hasn't, you could just let it sit there until it meets that requirement. You do it over time because it's subject to the annual contribution limits. But if you do it over a number of years and you have earned income, or the beneficiary does, then you could get up to $35,000 of that into a Roth. And what a great blessing that would be, you know, down the road for these beneficiaries. You could leave it for future generations, grandkids. There's no time limit. You could use it for student loan repayment. Other than that, you know, you would, and if they received a scholarship, you can pull out money equivalent penalty free for scholarships and grants. But apart from that, the Roth IRA is going to be your best option. Caroline, I hope that helps. Thanks for calling today. Well, so glad you've been along with us today. Boy, we have covered a lot of ground. Big thanks to my team today, Pat Montague, Devin Patrick, Taylor Stanrich, and everybody here at FaithFi. Couldn't do it without them. If you'd like to support our work, go to faithfi.com. Become a partner when you click give, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.